Hi there,
Love
we are
Talk
on air
Radio.
with the Veterans Life. This is our first blog or podcast, and we are going to get started off by telling you a little bit about ourselves. And we are theveteranswife.com. You can find us online. Hello, you are
Jade?
Live with the Veterans Wife.
Jade,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
you're live.
Hi.
On our first podcast.
Who's all here, though?
It's us
Jordan,
right now.
By the way.
Hello, Jordan. Jordan
hey.
Is our first caller and co-host.
You're
the only person
on. It didn't have me put in the code, so I don't know.
That is okay. I think we're fine. Guests can call in, and I called in. I went through my computer.
Okay, see, I just went through my phone.
Okay.
But I clicked on the email, and it had the link at the bottom. So.
Awesome. So I was just saying that you could find the Veteran's Wife on Facebook, online at theveteranswife.com. So we're just this is our test run for the podcast. I'm interested to see if anybody's listening. So
what?
I'm promoting right now. I'm gonna promote it on Facebook.
Do people are gonna listen?
We'll see. I just sent it out to Facebook land. So we'll
this
see
is
what
amazing.
Happens.
Okay, let me go check
like,
on my iPad.
We are here. This is exciting.
I know.
Hello, hello.
We've been needing something like this for a while.
I agree. I feel like it'll give our members a chance to actually get to talk to somebody and hear the voices behind the pictures on Facebook and know that we're actually live people and not just some random we'll see. I'm waiting for, and I can actually call people too.
Can you call in people?
Yeah, I'm going to call in our DV admin right now. She's going to be surprised, I'm sure. And I can't call in Heather because oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on here. I think this is her number. If not, we're going to be calling. If not, we're prank calling somebody. I'm really sorry.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 8-1.
Okay, that was rude. She did not answer.
She forwarded your call.
She did. I think she did it on purpose. So Jordan just recently moved into a home. She was in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
And now you are, where are you at now?
We are in upstate South Carolina.
Awesome. How is your, we have somebody calling? Calling in. Hold on 1 second. We have somebody calling in. Hello? I think so. Hello? Do I have anybody? Hello? Hello?
Jay.
thought I was just listening.
No, Jamie.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is it?
Okay, we have Jamie and Crystal. You're live on the air.
Hello. This is so exciting.
I'm wondering how many people we have listening at this point.
It didn't tell me to put in a host.
Do what?
I said it didn't tell me to put in a host ID or anything.
No, you're fine.
If you call from the phone, I don't think it does.
From your cell phone, you mean? Oh, okay. I don't know how else you would call except from your cell phone.
Yeah.
Well, you can't. If you're on the link there, you can call from, I think, from Skype or if you have a radio.
That's weird.
Thing. Yeah.
This whole thing is weird.
It's new. We're going to try it out. I like the fact that we can actually reach out and talk to our ladies.
Who is currently talking?
It's Jade.
Hi. I hadn't heard your voice yet.
Hello.
Hello.
So who do we have?
Jordan's here.
Carly.
Oh, Carly.
Hi, Carly.
We're Crystal.
Hi.
I'm sorry.
No, Carly.
Where is Crystal? If you're listening, you're missing out.
I don't think she's listening. Hang on. I'm going to see if she's.
I think everybody is kind of confused what's going on. I just dialed the phone number that you gave me.
Crystal, Well, I actually called Jamie, and she put me to voicemail, but she must have been waiting. So what happens is you call the online, and then it pops up on my screen on my switchboard here, and I can either activate you or mute you.
Oh.
It's very interesting.
As a podcast or as, like, a call-in line for people to call you for help?
Yeah, which is great because if we have all of our...
Well, no.
It's both.
Oh, both. Okay. Well, that would work.
See, I was thinking, like, more of, like, a conference call type thing.
Right.
Is this not, like, a conference call, or is it, like...
This would be... It's kind of like a conference call, except anybody who wants to click on the thing can listen in.
But if you wanted to do a conference call, I think there's some kind of program online, or it might even be Skype, where you all call in, and then your little face pops up on the screen, so you at least know who's talking. Because this way, it's really hard to understand who's talking.
Right. Yeah.
That's okay. People will get to know our voice eventually. So, that's what I like about this is if anybody wants to call in, they can do a guest call in at 929-477-1102. Now, if they do a call in, they get to talk to all of us and we can listen and give feedback or just have a conversation with them. And this way, we can also help all of our other members, which we do have quite a few members on both of our support group for.
Right.
So can you mute certain people out?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, I have a mute. I can screen the call to find out who it is first, too.
And so I can mute like that number.
Yeah, so it pops up as a number, and I can mute it. I can mute myself and talk to them. So.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
So. I'm very excited about this.
So are you going to turn the calls from members into podcasts?
I think that would be – we're live now. So what happens is our conversation that we're having – somebody actually can be listening in right now.
That's peachy.
And if they are listening in, then they can call in, or they can just listen, or we can upload this to our Blog Talk Radio page.
Interesting.
Or our website.
Well, but if you used it as a radio show, and so if people called in, they would have to be, like, wouldn't there be legal things that you would have to do with a 501(c)(3), or 50-whatever, with a nonprofit to, like, pull up a little blurb about, if you call into this number, you're acknowledging the fact that you're going to be on air and that it could be used for future podcasts.
It's just the same thing as calling into a radio station.
Right. But
then it would be...
Everything is privatized. So, and that's kind of what it centers on. So I guess...
Right.
Unless
this,
you just didn't use real names or...
Right. And this aspect of it is getting question answered, your questions answered, your stories out, and knowing that you're on air. You do not have to use your real name at all. And it would just be similar to calling in on a radio show. Except we're probably not as funny as most people. I don't have those buttons to push with the funny sound.
You don't need to ask for that.
Just find a YouTube video with a whole bunch of funny sounds or something like that.
Boing.
What should I do about my husband? We could make our own funny sounds. There you go.
I know. Well, we've talked about on our admin board about doing a YouTube channel. And that has, you know, we have the magazine right now. And so I think we're just trying to do more outreach, whereas this is kind of, you know, in the now, in the moment, you can call in and talk to one of us.
Right.
Get questions answered, get your story out there. And it's a different way to connect, because when we're on the Facebook group, a lot of times we're not necessarily on there telling our stories or talking anyway. We're just kind of monitoring and giving our input here and there and stopping catfights.
Right.
So at least this way, if we do get a good following and listeners, then they'll get to know us and we'll get to know them a little bit better. And they know that there are voices and people behind the pictures that they see every day on Facebook.
Which is hard to keep track of who you're actually talking about. It.
Right. We can come up with our own code names if we would like to.
Oh, there you go.
We should use pin-up names, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, we could.
I don't. Machine Gun Molly is kind of like, and you're the DB rep, so it's kind of hard to want to come talk to you when you seem scary.
Hey, she's the one who came up with that.
What?
Yeah.
Machine
we could
just
Molly.
Go with Molly.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can't hear you guys.
Yeah.
Like, whenever one person's
talking,
there's
somebody new
out
on the line.
Else. I do not.
I think there's somebody new on the line, because I hear a different voice now than Jordan and Jade.
Oh, Jamie's here.
Yeah.
I've been here.
Yeah, Jamie's here.
Oh, well, you were like a silent panther in the background.
Wait, so how many people are called in right now?
So we have Jordan, Carly, and Jamie. That is it.
Okay.
What happened to Crystal and Heather?
Well, Heather is unavailable, and I thought Crystal was calling, but it was Carly.
Hi, Carly. I'm messaging her right now to have her call in.
So, I think this is fun, though. If nothing else, it gets us on a group. It can be like The View for Veterans Live.
There you go.
Just talk about our daily life and be politically incorrect and make everybody mad.
Oh, right. Because we're all politically correct. Are you going to set this up for, like, once a week at a certain time?
Yeah.
Daily?
We can do... That's something that we'll have to figure out. I just wanted to do a a trial to see how it went and if anybody was actually listening.
If you're listening, call in. Give us a shout out.
Yeah.
So where'd you put the link on?
You should actually, you should relay the phone number that I used to call in and see if anybody is listening. Maybe they'll call you.
Okay. Yeah, our call in number is 929-477-1102 for the Veterans Life blog talk radio, and we are live on the air right now, and if you're listening, we would love to hear from you. So please feel free to call in. I'm also, for those of you who are not listening, so I'm just talking to my other co-host, I'm going to post it on our board.
You already posted it on there.
I'm going to post it on the Veterans Life page.
I don't know about that.
You don't have to talk to me.
Like,
you
know, we had a test run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, so when somebody calls in, then are you going to mute the rest of us, anybody who's on the air with you, and then talk with them one-on-one, or will you, I guess, because they'd call into the same number, right? So then you would have all of us on the phone plus another person who would be asking for help or otherwise. So then would you mute us while you got their story, and then I guess how would we let you know if we had input or advice?
I would keep us all on here. Person's talking. It'll just be a roundhouse for right now. I think in the future is what we should do is have co-hosts each time. And
is that a certain topic?
Have a certain topic. We'll get people to interview.
Oh, and to interact and everything?
Yeah, and
that
then we can take callers as well. I think that would be a good option.
Yeah,
and
it's essentially like a verbal, you know, getting everybody to talk and talk about their experiences and stuff on the page.
Right. We'll get feedback.
But it's on air.
Yeah, and other people can listen.
There we go.
Well, hello there. It looks like we have Mason joining us. So nice.
Hi,
Mason. Oh, okay. I'm so So
can they see you? I'm on the phone. So, but can they see you? Are you Skyping or what? What are you doing?
Nobody can see me. No, I'm just sitting here at the computer.
Okay.
No. Now, if this was something different than it isn't, then they could see us.
Okay.
They can only listen. So.
All right. Well, this one.
I didn't have a webcam attached.
All right, because like I said, I'm tech illiterate.
That's okay. So, how did everybody's holiday go?
It went good.
Anybody?
I thought I was supposed to be in silence.
Are we supposed to be silent?
No, I'm asking you guys a question.
Oh. I thought you said somebody called in, so I was trying to be quiet.
No. I'm just asking
Mason.
How you're... Yeah, Mason Watson.
Yeah, we said you had another call.
No new callers. I don't think anybody's listening, which is fine. But... we're going to just talk amongst ourselves, or you can bow out at any time. Just kind of have a round discussion. So for those of you who don't know, we had the silent auction, and then we provided families with Christmas. We also teamed up with Operation Homefront, who partners with the Dollar Tree for the holiday toy drive for military families. So I went and took a load of toys and blankets to the Homeless Veterans, HVAF, in Indianapolis. I'm hoping that we are going to partner with them for more distribution and drives in the future. The lady was very nice that I dropped.
So you paired up with Operation Homefront?
Yes. So we volunteered with Operation Homefront to pick up the toys because they partner with the Dollar Tree for the health, the Hoosier, or, well, it's Hero Military Holiday Toy Drive. And so then we helped distribute the toys to military families. So we did that, and we also did the back to school donations as well. So we gave military and veteran families back to school supplies.
How many families did the Veterans Wives help out this holiday? Do you have a total count yet?
Overall, close to 1,000, if not more.
What?
About 1,000 as far as with the toys that we helped distribute. We gave, we had a whole store that we gave to Shelbyville unit,
that's
the
awesome.
National Guard unit for toys. We've helped about 10 families with Christmas that we provided with gift cards and or toys. And then we partnered with Heels for Combat Boots with our auction. And they also helped us. They also helped us provide a female veteran with Christmas as well.
Awesome.
Cool. Great stuff. So when does everybody else go back to school, their kids? Then they?
We're on Christmas break right now, so my kids don't go back till Monday.
Yeah, that's when mine are going back. Then maybe we will get back to normalcy around here. Our house
we're
is
waiting.
A disaster.
I've actually cleaned my house. We're waiting for Pay to come in so we can go see the Star Wars. The new Star Wars.
Waiting for what?
It's the 29th now. We usually get paid by the 29th, so I don't know.
Oh.
What's coming?
Well, yeah, the whole holiday thing, I'm still getting used to it. We haven't had a holiday during the week yet. Like the first during the week that's a holiday.
Right.
I think it's coming on Thursday.
That when it drops, when pay is supposed to drop technically on the first, and then nothing will be open because that's a holiday.
Right. Pretty much. My office is getting paid. We get paid on the 31st because everything's closed on the 1st. So ours got moved
right,
back a day.
That's kind of what I thought.
So. Yeah.
Okay, usually ours drops early, and even if it's for 31 days, I feel like we usually get pay around the 28th or 29th. So I was just surprised that it wasn't in there.
Well, it's not now. So. I wiped it off.
So, but it also depends on what bank you have. Like, we have USAA, so I feel like our pay gets dropped a lot of times before other military or veteran families that don't have USAA.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have Bank of America, so we get paid on the 1st, 12 a.m. on the 1st.
What is that?
So how will that work then if it's a holiday like the 1st? Will you get paid then?
Well, that's what I was saying. I think it's going to come on Thursday because it's generally the, work day before the 1st or I don't know.
We'll see.
I used it falling on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's what I'm, well, plus, you know, we have New Year's coming up.
Yeah.
So one thing that I'm concerned with about New Year's is just, we live kind of in the city. We're technically in the city limits, but we're out a ways.
Yeah.
But we still live in a subdivision upon subdivision. And so one thing that I worry about is firecrackers or the shooting of guns on New Year's Eve. Like, we don't
yeah.
have to deal with enough on 4th of July. So is that something that you guys will be concerned with this New Year's with your husbands?
Well, honestly, this last 4th of July is the first year that my husband has had a problem with the fireworks, which is really odd because even in 2013, when he had his break, he was okay with the fireworks. And then 2014 was okay last year. And then so the 4th of July, he actually had some issues this year, so it'll be interesting to see. Although he did ask if I wanted to go down to the ferry dock and watch him the fireworks with him. So I guess he's going to give it another shot and see if he can handle it, which
that's good.
I commend him for trying.
Yeah.
You can go.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel like my husband does better when he's prepared for it. Like, he knows, like, if we're going to a show or something, he knows it. He, like, prepares for it. Whereas if we're just, like, at home and, some, you know, you hear it randomly, it's more of a, oh, my goodness.
Wash that she said. Okay, I got to dial out, but I'm going to try and dial back in when I get back in the car.
Okay.
I have to talk to the pharmacist. I'll call you back.
Okay. See, with us, this is a totally new neighborhood, so we have no idea what to expect since we just moved. But
right.
Hopefully nobody gets too crazy around here.
Is your neighborhood pretty large?
No, we're actually in a really small, out in the middle of nowhere. Some pretty crazy people around here. Everybody has pretty loud trucks, so...
Okay, guys, we have a new caller. I'm gonna have him come on in, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You are
Hello.
On the air right now with the Veterans Life. Can I ask who's calling?
Oh, this is Heather.
Hello.
Okay. I have been listening to pretty much the whole thing through the website.
How's it going? How's that on the listening end?
Oh, it's pretty good. I heard everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was
testing out the listening from the website part, so then I decided to try and call in and see what would happen.
Hey, it worked.
And here you are.
Awesome.
Well, welcome. Finally, thanks for joining us. Yeah, I'm a giant baby pillow right now, but at least he's asleep and not smacking me in the face.
That's good. So we have
so now 30 how many people are actually listening. Huh?
So we have 30 minutes left on our that will be on air right now. So if anybody wants to call in and join us, we have our call in number, which is 929-477-1102. If you're listening, we would love for you just to call in to say hi so we know that you're listening to our first kickoff podcast. We'll see how it's going. So.
Yeah, I think there was an option to call in through Skype, too.
Yeah. But
yeah, it gave us that option, but it wasn't. They said that it was going to be a clear if we did it through different things.
I think that when you hit the sign in for the Skype, you have to also sign into Blog Talk Radio. I'm not really sure.
I don't know, like because I was to the website and it had the number and it had like a button for Skype, and I would have clicked that, but I don't have Skype on my phone.
Okay.
I was going to ask that too, but I don't know. Someone else has to try.
Well, we've lost Jamie. So now we're on the air with
Heather.
You want to say Heather and
we say Jordan.
Do what?
I said, oh, we say our name's Jordan. I thought you were going to introduce us.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was going to let you introduce yourself. Because that way, if they hear you say your name, then they'll be able to, like, cipher the voices, maybe. I don't know. I have logic behind this. So from a listening standpoint, Heather, how are we doing?
You guys are doing great. I think someone's reception is a little spotty, so you can't hear someone occasionally.
Okay.
Is it me?
I don't know. I don't know which one it is.
Well, we just have me, you, and Jordan on right now, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was
actually,
like, one time.
Yeah.
So I'm sure my phone would do that, too, since I'm on the cell instead of the house phone.
Right. Now, if you call in through the internet, I think that it might be a little bit better, just as far as reception-wise.
Yeah, it probably would be for me, because this house hates cell phones, so. But
that is true.
I can't try that right now.
So
I'm reading about it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
Heather, since I have you on right now, can you tell us a little bit about, for those that are listening, about the Veterans Wife magazine?
Oh, yeah. What would you like to know?
What would you like to tell us? Well, when is this the issue? What are you working on for January?
Of 2016 should be coming out the first. It is almost done, which, yay, just waiting on a few more small details. This year we're also starting a digital subscription for a year, which is $40, and you're saving $20 and basically getting 4 issues free. And it's easy because I will personally email everyone a copy. No, it's not as painful as it sounds. So you save money, and it's hassle-free. So that's good.
Yes, I like that. Plus, you're giving back to a great organization.
A what?
So plus, they're giving back to a great organization.
Exactly. It'll go towards funding some of the magazine's special features, like the Veteran Life comic, which is drawn up by a professional artist and written by a veteran, which in 2016 we will also be offering one comic on our webpage. So we're excited about that. So we've got one ready to go and hopefully another one soon. So that'll help. There's also a way to sponsor the magazine, too, which offers free advertising to anyone who likes to do that. And there's a variety of topics in the magazine we try to hit, including budgeting, which Carly has been writing that for 2 issues now, domestic violence, mental health, caregiving, some fun special features. There's, like, a home holiday decor crafting recipe section. I really have no idea what to call that. And then there's a kids section as well. And every issue will also have a newsletter about what the veteran's life has been up to.
Now, are we, for the magazine, did we do a, like, a segment on other nonprofits that help veterans?
Yes, I forgot that one. We do that one every month, too.
Okay.
So we've gotten 3 different ones so far, and the one, which will be in March, someone personally knows the person who started it up. So.
Awesome.
I got a little information on that, but.
Right. Do you think that maybe in the future we would be able to incorporate that into a podcast and have them come on and talk about their nonprofit as well?
You know, that might be possible because I know some of our writers actually know the people who run the different nonprofits.
and they've been really excited about sharing their information. So it's quite possible they'd come on and talk a little bit more about their organizations too.
Awesome.
We'd have
so we ask. Just have a new call. We have a new caller right now, so I'm going to go ahead and put you
that's
on
probably
the air.
Crystal.
It better be. So let's see. Oh, we got another one. Hello, you're live on the air.
Hello, this is Crystal.
Finally.
Yay, she made it.
Yay. Hello. I thought Carly was you earlier. So I have Jamie calling in right now, so I'm going to go ahead and put her live on the air, too. Hello, Jamie.
Who?
Hello. Sorry, I'm
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. So a cool feature about this is when I have your number, and I just figured this out, I can put a name under the number, so every time you call in, I'll know exactly who it is. And if we get repeat callers in the future, we will know who they are.
Woo-hoo.
So you don't want to get put on the do not call list and say anything nasty.
So. That's good.
You'd have to say something really nasty to be put on the no call list.
Right.
I would think so.
So, Crystal, were you listening in earlier?
I was not.
Oh,
I just
okay.
called in.
I love it. Okay, that's fine. You, I thought that Carly was you for the longest time, so.
No, nope, okay, this is
then.
Me.
I asked generalized questions, so, but now I know who everybody is, so. So, Mason's knocking on the door again. You want to say hi to everybody? Nope, and he walks away.
He says, no.
No, thanks. So we were just talking about, earlier we talked a little bit about our Christmas drive. We talked about kind of how this is going to go. We're just getting it figured out since this is our first podcast. And then Heather was talking about the magazine. So we're hoping to
Would like to get a copy of the magazine, actually.
Well, Heather, how can
we
get a copy
issue?
Of the magazine?
You just let me know what I need to do, and I will do that.
Okay. Well, we, every time I release an issue, post it on our Facebook page. There's also a link to the magazine through our website, and I post it in all our support groups. But
and
I can
you
send
know what?
You the link, too.
Yeah, because I'm not getting all my notifications and stuff for some reason. I'm not getting all that.
Yeah, like from the Facebook page, Facebook is weird, and they want you to pay for ads, so most people miss everything, which is why we wanted to try the subscriptions, because then it's just emailed to you and no one misses it. But the best way to see everything from the Facebook page is to click to get notifications. Which we really don't hound people too often. Otherwise, my phone would be blowing up all the time.
I think sometimes even if you do, you still don't get all of them.
I have been having issues with with everything, not just the Veterans Wife and the Women Behind the Warriors and all, but everything.
Yeah. Maybe Facebook changed their settings about what you actually get when you click all notifications.
I think
I'm
Facebook
going to
changes
right
their
now.
Settings more than most people change their underwear at this point. So
you're probably right.
See,
it's
it even
true.
Says notifications none. It says I have. Here
yeah.
we go. All posts.
So.
I'm changing it right now. End event.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, I should get them now.
Awesome. Oh, and you can always buy past issues too. They're all. Up there and they won't go away.
And we have the link to, I think, at least our first issue on the website on the Veterans Wife, and we will be updating it with the most current issues as well. So.
Yeah. We could
also
post the profile page for the magazine, too.
Yes.
Then you'll see everything.
And is that on MagCloud?
Yeah, I set up a public profile. And
awesome.
So it shows the entire collection.
So our next event, I think, with us is going to be, I think, are we going to still do a raffle shortly?
Yes.
I know
I was
we
thinking,
talked about it during the auction, but.
Yes. I was thinking we could do the raffle maybe in February or March, give people a little time to recover from the holidays in January.
And get their tax checks back.
Yeah, that
too. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Agree.
But yet majority of us don't file taxes.
Right.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm like, if they actually file them, because I know I've tried for like 3 years in a row, and they just send me away.
Same here. They're like, you don't have to file. I'm like, but just making sure.
Well, then they better not fine us for our insurance not being on file then.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have income, they can't hit that though, right? I mean.
Well, we can have. Well, I don't know about you guys. I have like we have TRICARE, and but they said that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're having people file who have the insurance. They want those people to file so that they have it documented that we have insurance.
That's a
so
good
we
idea.
Have to file anyway.
What I don't have to. I don't think we have to file. We don't have any. We haven't had any income. Greg hasn't worked for 3 years, I want to say, and almost 3 years, and I haven't worked for a year and a half. So
but I think if you just keep that documented someplace, if they ever try to come back, you can say, look, I have it. I got it.
Right, exactly. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
that's something we probably should really look into. Maybe I'll call tomorrow, like to, whatever you call that place. H&R Block or something, and see how that works.
Yeah. I mean, last time, like, the lady at H&R Block tried everything she could to try and make it so we could file, but she's like, you just can't do it. Like,
really?
If you don't have an income to put down, they can't fill anything out. So unless they change that, then I have no idea.
Or
well,
we could
that's
have
good
to send
to know.
Something in.
You know, there's nothing you can really turn in because we don't, I mean, the only thing we could do is whatever's on Greg's retirement thing.
Well, they have
for
a
tax
letter
purposes.
You can, there's a letter you can print out off of eBenefit saying that you meet the coverage amount, for the veterans meet the coverage amount.
Right.
So
right.
Is that in somewhere?
I would print
them
off and file them in a nice little safe deposit box or a fireproof box and just keep them from year to year so that you have proof going back to whenever it was stated.
Yeah, definitely. That is a good idea.
Or we could just tell them to call the insurance company.
Yeah.
Because they'll never get
through. That works.
Well, thank God for Jordan. We have supplemental now, too, because I didn't know that we even qualified for supplemental insurance through TRICARE. So now that just takes that much more off the table for us.
Yeah,
I think
you guys have
totally
got to
be looking into that.
Yeah,
do it before the first.
We already sent everything in, so hopefully we should. We got our cards and everything, so we have to make sure.
Yeah,
well,
after my visit to the doctor's office.
What's that?
I said, after my visit to the doctor today, Zoe still cannot hear us. So she has to go to ear, nose, throat doctor. So I'm like, maybe we should get that supplemental stuff because I had surgery 1 year, then Ender had surgery this year, and now Zoe might have surgery next year.
Well,
yeah,
see, here's the thing.
Here's
the catch with that. What?
Oh, I said it'd be a good time to get it.
Oh, yeah, it is. But the only catch with everything with the supplemental coverage is that it takes six. If you go to the doctor and you have a pre-existing condition, then they won't cover it for 6 months, which was what happened to me.
Yes, which is why I did. I said I'm not going back to the doctor until after the first, because then I will have nothing pre-existing.
Yeah. So if you can wait, if you get the supplemental coverage and you can wait the 6 months before she has the surgery, they'll cover certain things. Like if she has to go to follow-up appointments and stuff that have other things included with it, they would cover that. But they wouldn't cover the surgery for anything. For 6 months.
Yeah. I don't think she can go 6 months. Or I don't think any of us in this house can go 6 months without her hearing us.
Right. She can't hear anything?
Well, she can hear some stuff, but not like she should. So it ends up we have to yell for her to hear us. So, I mean, it just is not good.
No, that's not good.
It starts fights and arguments and... not good for anyone.
And that's also affect her speech, too. So
right. Yeah, and it's starting to affect her speech, too. Like, she says some things weird, and I try correcting her, and it just can't get there. So that's tough. We'll just have to suck
I'm
it
up. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her.
I'm hoping it'll just be something simple. I don't know how much tubes in her ears are going to cost, but
I don't know. You could also do with the kids. It goes based on state, but sometimes Medicaid can be a secondary depending on what your state includes as income. Medicaid would be a secondary to TRICARE.
Well, we have CHAMP VA, so
they could,
that
they can also be
but
a secondary.
Your kids aren't covered on that, though, are they?
Yeah, they are.
The kids.
How are they covered on that?
Because Josh's e-benefits letter says he's considered permanent and total.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't find that out until I was trying to apply for state aid, which we still would have had to pay for just the kids. So,
which is the problem that we're running into right now.
Yeah.
We just had
and
to pay
everybody
$200.
Keep in mind. Go ahead.
No, we just had to pay today. We had to pay $200 just for Alexis to get shots.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We go through the health department in Indiana for their shots, so they're only $8.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I would ask your doctor about that, because that's what our doctor sent us through, was the health department.
Or, like, a family health and health clinic that's run by the state or your county. They should be able to
see,
because
we live in the middle of nowhere.
That's still fine. Like, it's
and that's
like
why
it's,
your county health department would be very valuable for you.
Yeah, they didn't have anything. They could. They said a walk-in appointment, but we would be sitting there probably. They only have one in the middle of nowhere.
That's what we have too. It's a walk-in appointment, usually go on a Saturday, because that's where I know where one is, and we like have had to wait for hours, but I honestly would rather wait a few hours than pay $200 for shots.
Yeah.
I would
especially
go
with the baby immunizations. Oh my goodness, we'd be broke.
I would go on a Monday in the morning, because most people aren't in or up yet, so I usually only have a 15-minute to half hour wait. If you go on a Monday early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Also, everybody keep in mind that I did not know this until I got into social work, but every single hospital in this country has got what they call a charity amount that they can give every year. When you get your first bill, even if you have insurance, but no one has taxable income, you go in and you put in an application for this charity, and they will write it off.
That's what we did for Rob's car accident.
Right. So
they
make
can
sure
you do that in your collections already? Is that an option?
Yeah,
if you're
in collections, yes.
Oh, cool. I'll have to check that out then.
Yep.
Yeah,
every hospital has it, but they don't announce it for everybody. They don't just put it out there for people to know, but every hospital does have it.
You have to ask for to talk to someone about reducing your bill. Is like you call billing and you just ask you ask to speak with someone about what you can do to reduce your bill.
Okay. Well, that is good
information. That's all they need to know. Yeah.
I mean, that we
definitely
have to
things people need to know.
The what?
I said definitely things people need to know. People should know because too many people, it goes to collections and it just counts against them. And, you know, if they can't help it, you can't help it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know with Ender's hospital bill from when he had surgery, it's going to cost us $120 a month to pay it off.
Oh, my goodness.
For the rest of your life?
For a year, but still.
Still,
I have to us getting other insurance too, like dental finally, and the hospital bill still from having him. I still haven't gotten to pay off either.
Well,
they keep
them and ask them to reduce it.
What?
I have Champa, but they keep sending all my stuff to TRICARE, and I've called multiple times. And
oh,
said, I don't
had a hospital do that once too.
But no, they keep doing it repeatedly. I have stuff that still hasn't been taken care of, so I don't understand why they
repeatedly clicking the wrong button then.
So that's what our most of our debt is in fact like medical. So
that's I wouldn't say that's our biggest, but our biggest is my school loans, but yeah, the ones we have to pay off right now the most are the medical bills building up for the kids. So
yeah, I would definitely call them and tell them that you're on a fixed income and just explain the situation. We got Rob's car accident bills cut down probably 75% from what was total due. A little over 75%, actually. If I'm doing the math right.
I know that happened, like, when I had Zoe, when we were living in Wisconsin, there was a charity that helped us out. But I didn't know every hospital had one, and I should have asked. Last time, when I called the hospital to set up a payment plan, their voicemail said something about ways to reduce the debt, too, and I should have asked about that first. So maybe I can give them a call again.
Yeah, if you've been paying on time, they should actually have that count towards you. Like if you've been paying your bills on time.
I haven't made a payment yet. So the first one is due in January.
For what?
For Ender's hospital bills.
Oh, wow.
For his surgery. Because it takes forever for Champa to get it. And then
I thought you were
talking
about his birth. I was like, wow.
Oh, that one, yeah. That one is a different hospital. I should call them too, but they sent it to a collections agency because their website doesn't work and they hadn't been sending me bills, so I couldn't pay them. So they sent it to a collections agency, which it's not in collections. They're just monitoring the payments, so I don't know who I'd have to talk to about that.
No. See, we went through, it was a lawyer that worked for the hospital that they had to speak with, and they went and they presented our they basically asked us how much we would feel more comfortable paying, and we told them what we felt comfortable paying, and she presented it to the board and they counteroffered, and then we counteroffered again and agreed on the next amount. So they basically have someone that goes and presents it to them.
Yeah. Like with the bills for Ender's birth, like that's only $60 a month. The one from his surgery is going to be twice that. So that's where we have to
go. I'm going to send you an email. I'm going to send you someone. They've helped us out in the past. I don't want to name drop them on here and everybody go and call them. But
yeah.
You can send that through private message, though. We're running down time. We've got about 4 minutes left of our show here for our first show. I think we I think that it's going well.
Oh. I think so, too.
Hospital
bills and insurance is a good place to talk about because, oh, my goodness, I can't tell you the stories of dealing with having CHAMP VA with civilian hospitals not understanding it.
Yeah, that's where we're at now. It's a nightmare. Especially when they have all the information, they keep sending it to TRICARE, and then it's not the same thing, but nobody seems to understand. So,
or when each person has a different member number, and they keep trying to put it under my stuff.
Oh,
I'm like, no, it's got to be under the kids' stuff, because each person is basically separate to them. So, I mean, we're all a family, and all the money goes into the same spot, but when you bill it, if they bill it under my name and my social security number, it's just going to bounce back.
Yeah.
Maybe we should make a printout sheet.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, I'm going to, we're going to have to end the show. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to thank you guys for joining us this evening. And
yay,
with all of our shenanigans, and it's going to be a learning curve for everybody. I think that we can only get better from here. I don't think we can get any worse than this.
I don't think it can
be that
bad. It wasn't that bad.
No, I thought we had a really good
need a topic to stick with. So, yeah, it wasn't bad.
No, I thought we did good. There wasn't a lot of awkward, silent air time. So, I would call this a win for our first Blog Talk radio show. We are going to be posting new information about our next podcast and when it will be on. And as always, you can find us at theveteranslife.com or on Facebook/theveteranslife. So thank you guys again for calling in and joining us. All of our co-hosts this evening were board members and admin for the Veterans Life. So we hope you guys have a great evening, and please follow us on Facebook at the Veterans Life to get more information about our next podcast. Thank you and have a good night.
Night, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.